all things Prince still, you know, he's everywhere.
That's not going away for a while.
I have a Sirius in my car, and I'm too cheap to pay for it. So you get
that free channel.
Yeah, you get one free channel. I got one when I bought the car. I came with it. I was like, hell yeah, this is great. Now I know anyone listens to radio anymore. And then it took away after 3 months. I'm like, oh, you want me to pay for it? That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't like that too much.
But so they took the free challenge. I hardly listen to it because it's the hits, which is just the music we play, except for it's 7 songs and it's over and over again. My God. But they did Prince and all Prince weekend. So it's just been Prince songs all weekend long.
That's pretty cool.
But that's why I've been jamming out to some Prince. But big news, he's been cremated.
Mm-hmm.
They held a private ceremony outside of his house in Minneapolis. They're keeping secret where they're going to keep his final, like his ashes.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows about that. But everybody's concerned because he's not married, doesn't have any kids. Where's all his fortune going to go to? Who's going to be in control of his music? And his lawyer said, or somebody close to him, if he doesn't have a will that specifically designates somebody else, it's going to go to his sister.
Okay. I know there was, he had this, like, they were saying that it was just real simple cremation. They said it cost like $1,600. It was just like, just some simple, as me and you would have it done. There was nothing fancy there. But they're saying that, according to the news story that I saw, that they saying that he was awake for 6 solid days before he died.
Whoa.
Which we know that's not good for you.
I don't even know how you do that.
Me neither.
And then some guy comes out who calls himself Dr. D, claims to be Prince's drug dealer, saying that Prince over the last 6 months has spent $40,000 on different opioids and fentanyl, which is, I think, what was that? What the fentanyl patches? Is
I'm
that
not sure.
What Michael Jackson died of? But everybody, do you trust a guy
who's
like, hey,
can't.
I'm a drug dealer, call me Dr. D?
No,
if I can't get your full government name, I don't believe your statement.
That's
Sit
true.
Down.
The Prince Greatest Hits album is number one on the Billboard chart right now. And Purple Rain's number two.
When I like Prince in as much as... I'm not a huge Prince fan. Like, I can't go through his back catalog and tell you all the songs.
No.
But I like his hits that were out. When celebrities die... And regular civilians, you know, average Joe people are sad. I don't understand it.
No, because you've got no personal attachment to them. Just the music you like.
And nothing's changed in your relationship. You can still, just like you could 2 weeks ago, your only relationship with Prince was putting on any album that you've had of his or buying music. You can still do that. Nothing in your relationship has changed.
People get very attached to certain like celebrities, don't they? Like they know them.
And it's weird. I start to feel weird about certain people dying because I'm like, wow, everybody I know, everybody I grew up with is dying off. And over the past couple years, there's been a lot.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Prince, you know, like a lot of the big icons.
Yeah, because I saw there was a piece that someone wrote on Facebook over the weekend. First we lost the King, Michael Jackson, then we lost the Queen, Whitney, and now we've lost the Prince. I saw that over the weekend.
And so that's weird, but it doesn't ruin my day-to-day life.
No, I get you.
And so when people are genuinely upset when they're outside Prince's house crying, I'm like, what's different in your relationship to Prince now
than
2 months ago or 7 years ago? Mm-hmm. I mean, what has changed?
Yeah, it's interesting to see, like, because obviously we know, like, he's we said on Friday when we was talking about, like, he's one of those iconic kind of stars, but maybe he... And I think he's probably more iconic here than he is in the UK because he was definitely a much bigger star here. But it's just interesting to see.
And if you're sad that you're not getting new music, that could not be the case at all. Prince had come out and said he could release albums for the next 10 years, stuff he's recorded over the however long. It's all brand new music, all stuff nobody's ever heard. He's just been holding on to it. So we could still be getting new music.
And there's another one for the Hologram Club somewhere along the line.
I would go see Prince in Hologram. That would be amazing.
Yeah.